That's a shame, Tom.
Then we're going to do an overview of the chidushim, of what's the chidush of the Baal Shem Tov. We'll do that very quickly. And then we're going to have a guest lecture, I guess, in residence, what do you call it? On the bus. You know, yeah, right. Guest lecture. We're on page... We're on page 10. On page 10, Vayisophis and Keser Shem Tov, we were just talking, and we're only going to learn a little bit more of this, because the end of the piece, the author of this Torah, is focused on the different levels of darkness down to the day and almost the hour, as far as history is concerned. And I don't want to spend time on that now. But just we're on the top of the second column of page 10. The different madregas, Chol Ha'arba Madregas, the last words on the bottom of Tav Tzadik Vav, of a Chol Ha'arba Madregas, Hayu Bechlal Yisrael Bezman HaGolas, Shenim Shel Hashem. That these four madregas of sleep and being in an unconscious state, this is our experience, this is what we live through in Golas. He taketh achar churban by yesheni. We're just going to go through a little bit of the timeline. He taketh achar churban by yesheni. Because right after the churban by yesheni, hayim adrega harishayna. Right after the churban by yesheni, which is the galus to win, the galus edayim, a churban by yesheni. So right after churban by yesheni, Hoya Madrega, the Madrega was Harishayna, which is what? Nim v'loy nim. Meaning a person's drowsy, sleeps, closes his eyes, he opens up his eyes. Nim v'loy nim. Kimisha Hoya Am Ha'aretz. Because in those days, after the Churban by Yesheni, a person who was an Am Ha'aretz, who was not learned, but v'lokach atzmar l'matara, even though he did not start off, in a way of somebody who was learned. For instance, Rabbi Akiva is the most famous. But the Lokach Atzmai Lilmoid Torah, but he would become, and he was determined to learn, Nasa Tana Amara. He was able to become a Tana or an Amara. Come on, Rabbi Akiva, we see Rabbi Akiva. So that possibility of ascending from the lowest place of being an Amharis to becoming a Tana, like Rabbi Akiva, that was still possible after the Churban by Yesheni, when the sleepfulness was not yet as intense. It was in this state of Nim V'loy Nim, semi-awake. V'achakach, but then as the years went by, Nishtake B'Sheni Yoyse, Am Yisrael slipped into a stronger sleep. Nishtake b'sheni yoyse. I remember from school they had different, maybe that was with the dreams, REMs and stuff like that, I don't remember what it was. Right, there are madregas of sleep, different madregas of sleep. I was sleeping when they were talking about that at school. But there are different madregas of sleep. So after that earlier part of the post by Yesheni period, then Nishtake b'sheni yoyse, she tzrichim la'akid so heite. Then it was no longer really, it was no longer as easy or possible for simple people to arouse themselves from sleep to reach very high madregas. It was very, very hard at that point. And they needed to be awakened forcefully, lahakitzo heitev, b'charka koidim, and then it got deeper and deeper, until koidim is galus abal shantiv nishmasa yeden, hoya b'chla yisal b'chinis his alfus. Until finally, when it came to the time of the Baal Shem Tov, by that time, Am Yisrael was in that state of totally unconscious. Bechinas his alphas, Baal Kain, and because of that, Yorad HaBaal Shem Tov, Zechonu Levracha, L'Olam Hazeh, Hashem sent the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov into this world. Litein refuos chazokos. To give the most powerful medicine, the most powerful, to come, to provide the most powerful cure to wake us up from that state of complete isalphus, of unconsciousness. And what is that cure? What is that medicine? Litein refuas chazokas, v'heim divrei chasidus. Which is chasidus. V'gam lochash by his name as shmam shenikri Yisrael. This is what I was telling you before, why he's called, one of the reasons why he's called the Baal Shem Tov. That he whispered into the ear. Remember we learned back in the shul that there's a skula from the Kadmonim that when somebody is sleeping, that if you whisper his name into his ear, that can wake him up. So the Baal Shem Tov was sent into the world to cure our state of unconsciousness with chasidus. And also he whispered into the ear, lochash boz neyem, he whispered into our ears, as shmam, our name, shenikri Yisrael, or shenikroin Yisrael, that the Jewish people called Yisrael, and that was his name. And he whispered into the ear of every Jew that he met, and that's still happening. Whoever learns chasidus hears the name Yisrael, and that wakes him up. Shenikri Yisrael. Ki yesh lanu shtei madregos, because as we've learned many times, the Jewish people have two madregos. Yaakov v'Yisrael. Baal Shem Tov Zal, himshech l'toyit gufa, the Baal Shem Tov came into the world when we were mamish in the lowest place, which is called Yaakov. The Ekev, remember that we've learned that the Ekev is the most unfeeling part of the body. So that corresponds to that time when the Baal Shem Tov was Mezgalit, 1740, 1750, that time when the Jewish people had fallen into this state of not semi-consciousness, but unconsciousness, following the Shabbos Tzvi and the pogroms. And it was a time of the Haskalah, everything was putting us out. We were unconscious. And the Baal Shem Tov came. We were in a state of Ekev, of Yaakov. And Hashem sent Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. And remember the vision of the Normal Amalek and the Mor of Hashemesh. Every spark had Yisrael in it. And the Baal Shem Tov was sent to whisper into our ears, to bring into the guf. Because at that time, we were becoming completely disconnected from the Neshama. So Baal Shem Tov Zal, Himshich L'Toyet Gufam, as Sheresh Nishmasam, and Nikra Mazalot. He uncovered, he drew out in our guf the sherish of the neshama that is called the mazel, that mazel of who we are, Yisrael. The gam shame Yisrael, which is the shame Yisrael. L'chein korolo b'shamayim l'abal shem tov davke bal shem tov. And that's why he was called in shamayim and he came to be known on earth as the bal shem tov, the master of the good name. Again, it means that he was a great expert in medicine, and he knew how to use Seamus, the cure, and so on. But according to what we're learning now, he was the one who took us from that state of Yaakov, where we were mamish just stuck in the guf, and he reignited the spark of Yisrael within us. Which, is, of course, means Li Reish. Shehu Himshech Lamata Keser Shem Tov. Because he brought down into this world from the highest Madrega. It's called Keser. Keser Shem Tov, which is the name of this Sefer. Keser Shem Tov. He was able to bring the highest teachings of Torah from that level that's called Keser. Yisrael, which is Li Rosh. Rosh is the highest Madrega. Kesem is the Rosh, is the highest, the crown that's worn on the head. And the Baal Shem Tov was able to bring down the Keser, the crown, the level of Li Rosh of Yisrael, all the way down into the Akin, all the way down to the lowest and simplest Jew. And that's why he's called Baal Shem Tov. L'chein karlo b'shamayim l'Baal Shem Tov, davke Baal Shem Tov, shu himshich l'mata Keser Shem Tov. Keser Shem Tov. On a deeper level, it goes back to what we were learning from about his father. And how his neshama came into the world. That the meaning of the Baal Shem Tov was to say, what was it that the Baal Shem Tov whispered into our ears, and he continues to whisper into our ears? He tells a person who feels like he's the Ekev that you're also good. Keser Shem Tov. All the way a message that a Jew gets from Keser. The Baal Shem Tov brings us a message from the highest level of crown, all the way down to the lowest level, Imrut Tzadik Tov. The Inyan of the Tzadik is Tov. We didn't have time to learn that piece from Rav Kluger, which is really about the Inyan of the Baditshua, about being Ma'ira Rachmim and being Melitz Yosher. But the Ikur of that, if we have time at some point, and I still have a voice left, we'll learn that piece from Rav Kluger, where the Inyan of being Melitz Yosher, a Melitz Tov, Keser Shem Tov, to tell a Jew that you're good. That Inyan is really summarized, Rav Kluger explains, in one other word in Lashon HaKodesh, which is the word Adayin. Adayin is an important word. It's connected to the word Od. And Adayin means you can still do it. You can still do it. No matter what has happened in the past, Adayin, you still have a chance. You still have the opportunity. You know why? Because Be'etzem, you're Toiv. Be'etzem, you're good. Remember how Eliyahu HaNavi was hidden inside that Mechal Shabbos. So the Toiv is not always Niglev and Nira, Le'inayim, but the Baal Shem Tov had those eyes to see the Toiv that's inside. And that's why he's Baal Shem Tov, which is Keser, traveling all the way down from the highest Madrega of Keser to the world of Toiv, to Am Yisrael, to Ekev. Shehu Madregas Mashiach. And that's the Madrega of Mashiach Tzikeinu. And that's why this Torah is Oirei Shel Mashiach. She'oila al Shloisha Ksarim. Because as we learned in Pirkei Avos, that there are different Ksarim, Keser Torah, Keser Malchus, and so on. But Keser Shem Tov, to wear the crown of a good name, the Mishnah says that's the highest crown. That's Oila al Kulana. Keser Shem Tov is V'at Olis al Kulana. That's the zivug that we learn of the Chasen and Kala, Kutshebrichu, and Yisrael. We now understand means that koach, that even a Jew who's in the place of Ekev, is able to believe that he's Be'etzem, a Yisrael, that comes from the Baal Shem Tov, who's Keser Shem Tov. To tell each and every Jew that no matter what you've done, Be'etzem Yotoy, you're good. And therefore you can wear the crown that is the highest crown, the Keser Shem Tov. Achakach b'zman hazeh. Now we're talking already about after the Baal Shem Tov. Yordu klai Yisrael l'madrege adalid, because of all of the koach of the Sitra Achra of Zelu Mazeh. That's connected to what we were learning last night about the Baditshavu, who opened up the Heichel of Ahava. And you remember that Ahava and this tremendous energy that the Baal Shem Tov brought down for Toiv, for good, obviously, as always, it's Zelu Mazeh Osor Helukim, and it awakened Kenegda, it awakened tremendous, powerful Karchis of Ra. So we're now in the final stage of the night, the last part of Golus, but at the same time, we have crossed over into the time of Erev Shabbos because of the Baal Shem Tov. Man hazeh yardu klai Yisrael l'madrega harviyis sheyardu melamala mekifim deklipa mekifim deklipa l'olam hazeh v'im noitlum chelek chusha hergish. And he goes into the different madregas of sleep and of choshech and what's going on nowadays, the confusion where it used to be in the old days mostly came from outside of klai Yisrael. Now even within klai Yisrael, the confusion is terrible, and the loss of faith of simple, basic Shmiras HaMitzvahs at the end of time. But then let's just turn ahead to page 11. On page 11, on the right side, let's just read, and we'll end this piece with the last sentence, right before the half of the middle part of the page. Ach in kol zois, Livnei Yisrael haya arba meishvaisa. even though the world is now completely submerged in the deepest unconsciousness and darkness, that's as far as the world is concerned. It's true. But Livnei Yisrael, while it was Choshech and Mitzrayim, Livnei Yisrael haya or b'mayshvayisam. The light was present by Bnei Yisrael. B'choshech shel Mitzrayim. B'chein ata, gam kein, b'mishi yeish lo or ha-chasidus. And even now, this tzaddik writes, even now, for anybody who's connected to the Baal Shem Tov and who learns chasidus and is attached to or ha-chasidus, ein ha-choshech hazeh master klal. That's actually an exact quotation from the teaching of the Alter Rebbe. That he said, the Alter Rebbe's losh was, afilu choshech mechushach, yoysu mechoshech Mitzrayim is eno master klal. That since the Baal Shem Tov came to the world, afilu choshech mechushach, even a darkness that's darker than Mitzrayim, eno master klal. Cannot come to a Jew to pull him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point where he doesn't believe, where it's not possible for him, adayin lios tov, adayin liskasher la'or, to still be able to somehow return and to connect to the light. Kol elu hadvarim shamanu me'admor nishmasu eden. I know he doesn't mean the entire piece, even though it's all based upon the teaching of the Tanya, but certainly this last part of the piece, he says he heard from the Alter Rebbe, he heard himself, shamanu me'admor nishmasu eden. He heard from the Baal HaTanya. Let's skip a little bit and turn to page 13. Let me just take a drink for a second, hold on. For the local people, it's much easier to function when there's a lot of shaking and dizziness, since they're usually in that state. And it's hard over here with the shaking. One second. Say that. On page 13, this we'll do very quickly. It's not complicated. It's a very simple overview. These are all yisodos that everybody here knows, but I felt that it would be the right thing to spend a few minutes doing this while being in Mezhbiz and leaving Mezhbiz, that we should spend a few minutes to remind ourselves and to go over a little bit. It's from a sefer called Igeres HaGeula by Rabbi Daniel HaKohen Stavsky, is a Mashpia in Eretz Yisrael, Choshev Mashpia. This sefer, Igeres HaGeula, is two volumes. It's an explanation, it's a perish on the Aliyas Neshama of what happened when the Baal Shem Tov met Mashiach Tzidkenu, when his Neshama went up on Rosh Hashanah. That letter that I was talking about earlier today, the letter that he sent to his brother, Rabbi Gershon Kitovi. So this Sefer is two volumes of explaining that Igeres, he calls it the Igeres HaGula. It's known among the Chassidim as Igeres HaGula, the letter of redemption. So this sefer is a perush on the Igeres HaGeula. But this particular perek is very, very kedai. One of the reasons I want to do this is because I think that oftentimes in conversations, just people have told this to me from the shul, that in conversations that you have with family members, and you're trying to go over a little bit to explain what are some of the chidushim in a very simple way, what are some of the chidushim of the Baal Shem Tov and of Chassidus. So this summary is very helpful from Rav Stavsky, and I thought it would be a good idea. We'll do it very quickly on page 13. Chidushav la'amita shel Torah rabim v'yaduim heim. The chidushim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidei Baal Shem, who are all explaining the Baal Shem Tov's teachings, the chidushim la'amita shel Torah regarding the truth, the absolute truth of Torah, rabim, there are many and they're known. Ella shekan akavana the chiddush vegilui ladaris leirak boifin shel haskola v'hasoga b'chukei b'tochnei teresenu hakadosha or with the Sefer Beer. He says the point of what I'm writing now is to discuss the chidushim, really to sort of enumerate the chidushim of the Baal Shem Tov, not so much in Hasogis, in the philosophy of Chassidus. The philosophy of Chassidus is very, very, very deep. But now, the Ikkari, he's saying, is not to try to work on a summary of the philosophy of Chassidus, the muskolos of Chassidus, but more, he says, but rather, the Ikkar right now is to focus on the Kim Ikkar Chiddush Vizchatzus Bahadroche Bedarche Avodas Hashem. A summary of the Chiddushim of the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim in terms of Darche Avodas Hashem, not the philosophy of Chassidus. This is all connected to what we were just learning. The whole Inyan of the Baal Shem, that he whispered the name Yisrael into Yaakov to infuse even the simplest Jew in his way of serving God with the highest levels of Avodas Hashem, meaning not that every simple Jew becomes all of a sudden a big philosopher, a big thinker. That's not the Ikkar of Chassidus, is that a simple Jew should all of a sudden be saying over Ma'amarim and Chassidus. That those who could do that, that's Gevaldik, but that's not the Ikkar Chiddush of the Baal Shem in the philosophy of Chassidus. That's itself a whole mikzoa in learning, a huge, beautiful mikzoa in learning. The Ikkar here is, what are the Chiddushim of the Baal Shem Tov in Avodas Hashem? In other words, what is it that Yisrael, Baal Shem, came to tell the Jewish people in the state of Ekev that even a simple Jew can change his life, not by becoming all of a sudden a Rebbe Akiva, not by becoming all of a sudden a genius in Kabbalah and Chassidus, but even the simplest little Yaakov, the Ekev, who's asleep or semi-conscious or unconscious, is able to change his Avodas Hashem mamish. Dahainu, Chiddush ba'yifanei ha'avoda. Chiddush v'hizchadshus ba'anhogis ha'yehudi. What chiddush is there in the way that a Jew lives? U'befrotei ha'asiyah ba'avodas Hashem v'chol tchumei chayim. Ha'chassidus revolutionizes the way of life in every single aspect of life. B'chol tchumei chayim, all of the different domains of life, the Baal Shem Tov came to change everything in avodah, in darchei ha'avodah. Now, when we say to revolutionize, so one might think that that means change. Usually, in the Welt, revolution means something is no longer present, and it's a complete change from what was before. But that's not how it is with the Baal Shem Tov and with Chassidus. Ela shekol chidushav hem yesoidus atikim v'atikim asher hayu etzel hakadmonim asher ba'aretz hema. Every single chiddush of the Baal Shem is based upon is an explanation, a development of yesoidus that are found already by the kadmonim in Shas, in Medrash, in Zohar, in Kisvei Ari, in the Medrash, and so on. But obviously the Baal Shem Tov came to give that dosage that of medicine to wake us up. So he focused on a certain way of Avodas Hashem that was present, that was there all of the time, but he came and highlighted and focused and rejuvenated these particular methods and paths in serving Hashem. Therefore, when one looks at the earliest Svarim, especially the Maharal and the Shulah HaKadosh, who predated Chassidus, the Shulah and the Maharal, and other Svarim, the Gal HaMulkos, and many, many Svarim, even the Rebbe of Yonatan Eibershitz, and so on, that predate Chassidus, the Yesodas of Chassidus are all found dispersed throughout these Svarim. But the Ikkar now is Elosha Hashavosim El Mitzius Avodas Hashem Hashem Tefes Shal Am Yisrael B'Yomav Hu Achidus Achidus Hashem Chafes. What the Baal Shem Tov wanted to do was to take themes, Torahs, teachings, ways of life that were sort of buried in the ancient sources, but were always there, and to revitalize, to bring them out, to be mechazik them into a way of life. Chidusho Ikariyim came, Hu Hashiva al Avodas Hashem Hamakoros. Therefore, the chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov was really to bring us back to the original way of serving Hashem. As those of you who learned the Torahs of Talmidim and the Hafsharas Avreichim of the Pizetzna of the Eish Kodesh were there, the Sfarim are completed to explain this Yisod, that Chassidus is a return to the original way of Avodas Hashem that was by the Nevi'im. The Baal Shem Tov was extraordinarily original, but only in the presentation. The ideas and the ways of Avoda are the most ancient. Kefisha Haisa Lefnei HaGolus Kahachona Lagula. In order to prepare us for redemption, the Baal Shem Tov, as you remember, brought us the tam, the taste of the end, in Golus, by restoring to Klal Yisrael the Darchei HaAvoda of the time before Golus, of when there was still Nevi'im, when Nevuah was present. And that would prepare the way for Gula. V'hi hanhogas ha'gilui b'secha hester shel ha'golos. Which the Indian of being megala, the light of Gula, of redemption, in the darkness of Golos. Be'amunah neichachas mul Hashem tadir. And therefore the main chiddush in Avodas Hashem was for every single Jewish man, woman, and child. From the biggest genius to the simplest little child, every single Jew should be able to live with powerful emunah that every second he's in God's presence. Every single second he's in God's presence. Now to us that doesn't sound like a chiddush. It is a chiddush in its application to every moment, to every person. The madrega is behiris, in a madrega that's clear. Bichudim va'aliyas, that even a simple Jew is able, because of that, to unify Hashem's name and to be Yechudim and Aliyas. This kalulus of the Dveikus of Ahamtokim, that every Jew should be able to reach a level of Dveikus Bashem. All of Chassidus is the mitzvah of Voy Sidbak, cleaving to Hashem, becoming attached to Hashem. The Chiyas, not just to be Shem Mitzvahs. The Chiyas with Leibedik, Bechias, the tremendous life, Bechias and excitement. Ubitanuk, and with tremendous pleasure and joy. This, by the way, for those who learn this from, this also is connected to the Madrega of Keser. Keser is the source of Oynig, of Tanuk. In Yeshiva this year, we spent a lot of time on that Indian, spent actually the entire year on that Indian in Yeshiva, on the Madrega of Keser in Avodas Hashem, and the Chiddush of Chassidus in the Madrega of Keser. Mitzvah next year we're going to learn Chochma and Bina. But we learned this year in the Yeshiva, we were talking about Keser. Keser is the source of Tanuv, of a person having tremendous pleasure. Pleasure in his Yiddishkeit, pleasure in his learning, in his davening, pleasure in his relationships with his family and his friends. Tanuv. Keser is also the place of Emunah, the source of our Emunah as Jews. It comes from the highest level of Reisha Delo Yisyada, the unknowable head, which means a place that's much higher than anything the human mind can comprehend or grasp. So all of our Emunah and all of our Tanug, our pleasure, and all the Chiyas that a Jew has comes from the Madrega of Keser. And the Baal Shem Tov was Keser Shem Toy. That even a simple Jew would be able to have tremendous tanuk, chiyus, oinig, pleasure in serving Hashem. The chiyus of a tanuk shel tahara ukedusha, of tremendous, to reach madregas of tahara, again, even simple Jews can reach tremendous levels of enjoying a life of tahara, a life of pureness, a life of kedusha. A taste of what's going to be when we have the Beis HaMikdash back in the third Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, of what it was like when there were millions of Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael, where every single Jew had a cousin or a friend who was a Navi. That's how it used to be. There were Nevi'im all over the place. There were Nevi'im who were on fire with the Baruch Shem, who lived in a place of Dreikus and Oynik. That's the original way that Jews served God. Not half asleep, not slamming down on the alarm clock when it's time for slichas or something. It was an avodas Hashem where there's an oynig, a tanig, with deep pleasure and joy, simcha, emuna. All of these are not new concepts in Yiddishkeit. These are not new experiences of being a Jew. But this is the way of the Nevi'im, of the prophets. That's what the Pesachim talks about in Hakshara Sarvesh. And why Nevi'im ain't B'nai Nevi'im ain't. And we have a chush of the ancient prophets that could restore to us a way of Yiddishkeit that's filled with pleasure, with tanuk. This pleasure, again, is not only in our keeping mitzvahs, but to have a tanuk between a husband and a wife, a tanuk with parents and children, and in everything. I guess schmack when you have something to eat. In everything, to bring the chiyus and the tanuk, and the tahara and kedusha. For example, this is not for mixed audiences, so if there are any women on the bus, they shouldn't listen to this. The Indian of Shmiras Habris, the Indian of Shmiras Habris, and the whole avoida of kedusha Habris, obviously, I'm not going to go into Barichas now. But the Inyan of Shmiras Habris, with the exception of a few tzaddikim, notably Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Leib Lager, and a few others, for the most part, the Svarim do not focus on the Inyan of Shmiras Habris. Do not focus on that. The way of the Svarim HaKadoshim generally is not to talk much about the Inyan of Shmiras Habris in Avoda, in Machshove, in Pnimius, and so on. That's the Midah of Yisod, of course, right? But in terms of practical Avoda, like how to be good boys, the Svarim HaKadoshim do not really talk about it. Even by Rabbi Nachman, it's more on a higher Madregas. And over the years, the Talmidim of Rabbi Nachman, the Talmidim, Rav Nosson, who we're going to now, and Rav Nosson's Talmidim, they brought that word down to Pashtus and Eitzes and Avoda. But in the Svarim, there's really not much of a discussion of the Inyanim of Avoda in Shmiras Habris. There are a number of reasons for that. One of the most compelling reasons is not because Chassidus ignores the Inyan of Shmiras Habris. Not because it ignores Shmiras Habris. The Ket, all of Yiddishkeit is standing on Yisod, Tzadik, right? All of Yiddishkeit depends on Kedushas Habris and Shmiras Habris. Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Habris. All of Yiddishkeit is on the Yisod of Tzadik, the Yosef of Tzadik. So you would think that the Baal Shem and the Talmidei Baal Shem would have extensive writings on the subject of Eitzes and Hadrachas in terms of Shmiras Habris, where you come out and don't see anything. The reason for that is explained by the tzaddikim is very, very simple. Can anybody think of a reason? They believe I'm Rabbi Hartman, who I love and respect. It's a good way to teach him. Why would it be that there wouldn't be? Why would it be that if Shmiras Habris is the yisod of all of Yiddishkeit, is the shorish of all of who we are? So why would it be that the Svarim do not go into extensive aces and discussions of how to be mekadosh the bris, of what to do in this avoda of kedushas habris? Why wouldn't the Svarim really go into it much? So Yitzchak Mordechai is saying it's something which is done more privately and intimately and personally, which is the way of communication in Chassidus. between a father and a son to say, okay, that's one explanation, but that doesn't get to the bottom of it. No? Okay, good. Who is that? Who is that talking? Shimon. Okay, so Shimon's right that what we were talking about yesterday. No, it wasn't yesterday. It was on, maybe on Shabbos a little bit, but the focus of Chassidus is always on Aseh Tov, not on Sur Meira. But it needs, that's true, but it needs still a little bit of seasoning. This, what you just said, Shimon, and a little bit more seasoning based upon what we're talking about now. What was that? Okay, there's a Litvak who infiltrated on our journey over here. We'll take care of him at the next stop. I heard somebody say from the back, because you can't win. Rabbi Nachman, we're on our way to the world of Rabbi Nachman. He said, "Natzachti v'natzayach." I won, and I will. I was victorious, and I will be victorious. And he was only saying that from the Zayde. He wasn't saying out himself. He was talking about Chassidus. Natzachti, I was victorious, v'natzayach, and I will be victorious. It's not because we can't win. We can win, and we must win. So the teretz is, the simplest explanation is connected to what Shimon was saying, that the dagesh, the emphasis in Chassidus, is on the chiyus and tanug in avodas Hashem, and the understanding of the Baal Shem and the Talmid Baal Shem is that the job of the parents and the rebbeim, as we always talk about, is to make Yiddishkeit filled with such oynig, with such tam and with such chiyus, that a person bechlal would not have a geschmack from things that are disgusting and ugly. It's, in other words, not because it's not the biggest inyan, Shmir Shabbos is the biggest inyan, but hein hadvar, that because of its greatness, it's the yisod of everything, when a Jew is in that place of Yosef HaTzadik, in the place of Tanug, of Keser Shem Toiv, when he is able to experience the Toiv of Yiddishkeit, that's what Shimon is saying. He's able to be in a place of Aseh Tov, where his Yiddishkeit is with Chiyus and with Oineg, with great pleasure, and with Emunah, which comes from Keser. And his whole faith is Tzadik Be'emanosa Yichya, Altikva Yichya, Eli Yichaya, with Chiyus. Then you don't have to scream and yell at that person that he can't do this, he can't do that, he shouldn't do this, he shouldn't do that. He has such a Chiyus in his Avodas Hashem that he doesn't have, he's not interested in the Tumah of the world. He's in a different place. He's mamish in a different place. Like the Kotzke said, and I mentioned a few weeks ago in one of the Chaburas, the Kotzke said, I don't want Hasidim that they're big warriors and they're able to defeat the Yetzer. I want Hasidim that they're so busy in Hasidus and in learning that they don't have time to handle with the Yetzer. In other words, not that they're going to lose. They're too busy. Like when a person's busy, when a person is very, very busy, he's not in these inyanim. He's able to be in a higher place. When you're doing something that you mamish enjoy, so then you're in another madrega. So that's a big chiddush in the Avodas Hashem of Chassidus, which is why there's not much written by way of Eitzis and Hadroche when it comes to Avodas Hashem. We're making this up. Sorry. Okay. So, this chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov is not a chiddush of something that he invented, but rather it's a return to the way of the Nevi'im, where Yiddishkeit was filled with tanduk, with tanduk and with chiyus. Yeah. Right, a little bit more. Ba'akdomis Asef HaKadosh Heichal HaBrocha from the Kamarna. Mavur Iki Yichudosh Maran. The Kamarna explains the Ikke Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov b'shnei oifanim elu, in these two ways. Aleph, Chiddush ba'oifan avodas Hashem shaloi b'hislavus u'dveikis ki yisoy gadol, in the darchei ha'avod, in the way of avodas Hashem according to the Baal Shem Tov, avodas Hashem, even a simple Jew, his avodas Hashem is in such a way of hislavus, of excitement, and dveikus, and that's a yesoid gadol in avodas Hashem. Beis, chiddush b'hadrocha, smuda l'talmidim, keitzel levatzeyes avodas Hashem b'toru u'b'tfilu b'asiyas hamitzvus, b'koiches harotzen, hamachshove, hahergish, hadibur v'hamaisa, al kol prat u'prat. That the way of Chassidus, again, a lot of this unfortunately has been lost and is not being applied, but the way that, that the Baal Shem Tov wanted, that every single prat of a person's life, that he has hadracha, that there's clear hadracha, in terms of how he's supposed to be relating to something in terms of Ratzon and Machshava, and hergish and speaking and mice al kol prat uprat, benogeh to every single prat in life, every detail of everyday life. Ayd moinam arlosav ke kinyin laderus laklal Yisrael gada, and he brings from the Kamarna. You should know, shestam shemati nimori hu hatokim edivim miran hakadosh. Then when they told us Yaakov Yosef says something in the name of Moiri, he's saying something from Maran HaKadosh, Malach Elokim, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Omeato shimu achai v'reyai, oisam ha-mevakshim p'nei Hashem, v'yirosai, v'ahavosai, v'emes. Maran ish Eloki, HaKadosh Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, chiyus nafshenu Mashiach Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. And therefore, the Kamarna writes about the Baal Shem Tov in such a way, that the Baal Shem Tov came to bring back a tremendous oinig and a tremendous chiyas to our Avodas Hashem, to bring back the Islavis into our Avodas Hashem. On page 14, Mikan. Sheli didei talmidav v'talmidei talmidav enemonim. Ein Taroso Shomeran Begeder Chiddush Proti Beder Chiddush Bi Isukoi Vemaso Matan Beter Hakadosha. Therefore, the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov is not in the discussions about Torah. Ki im Ha'atokas Hashmua Hamiduyekes Midor Lador. But rather, a faithful transmission of the original. Mesorah of Klal Yisrael, going back to the days of the prophets of the Nevi'im. L'chol oifanei avodas Hashem ha-mekoriyim. Chassidus is a return to the original way of serving Hashem. Kefi shekibel mirabaisav ha-kadoshim ish mipi ish. Which is why it's important, I don't think we're going to go into it right now, it's hard for me, we'll take a break, but which is why the Baal Shem Tov was Mekabel, the Yisoidus of Chassidus, from Achia HaShiloni, from a Navi, from a prophet, Achia HaShiloni. Since the Inyan of the Baal Shem is a return to the way of Nevuah, to the original Masar of Klal Yisrael, it's very significant that he had a personal Rebbe in the Navi, Achia HaShiloni, who taught him the Yisoidus of Chassidus. So in effect, Chassidus is not original. It is thinking it's hardly original. But in Darchei Ha'avoda, Chassidus is a return to the way of the Nevi'im, to the original ways of serving Hashem. So maybe at some point, a little bit later, we'll continue in the middle of page 14. Let's go. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to be hearing from Binyamin, a little bit of a hagdama to Rabbi Nosson, to Rabbi Nosson from Breslau.
My wife will want to say. Small.